ערב טוב לכולם, איזה יופי לראות את...
Good evening everyone. How nice it is to see all the friends across the globe ready for our evening lesson. And I have here with me Azor. We're not allowing him to leave and go back to US. And he's staying here and conducting the lessons with us. And what we have asked of all of our friends and this country and across the world. We know that lots of friends are listening to this lesson on Sviva Tova, so please make a little effort, go into Galaxy and into your tents, and connect in your tents. And when we'll see on the screens, then we will direct you to the tent that you can connect to. Today we will unite. We're not planning to achieve Gmartikum right now, but we will create efforts in order to go through these states of connection and unity between us, which is already corrected. We're not preparing ourselves for anything in particular. We'll just want to be in this state. Today, we'll dedicate an hour to this. We'll, of course, have excerpts from the morning lesson. We'll read from Rabash and Baal Salam. And we will have video clips and workshop questions. We'll scrutinize some things between us and we'll share impressions with one another. I hope that we'll create a very special feeling between us on this side of the world. It's very hot here. I don't know what's happening in Ukraine or Turkey, but here it's very, very hot. So, without any efforts between us, there's already warmth here, but we also want to create warmth and coming from love and bestow. I can see friends from Italy on the screens. I saw Alex Shapiro that connected to a 10. I see the group Mock and Siberia. Let them connect with Mock so that we have more friends there. There's already a large group in Haifa. So all the Petah Tikva 10s or friends under the Petah Tikva numbers, please join Haifa so that we have one large group. We have another friend here. Let him connect to Haifa. And what time, friends, will connect to the focus group? We'll have a focus group, and so we'll have pretty large groups here, international groups. I have a feeling that Haifa 2 will be our first focus group, so maybe let's start with a rough clip from the morning lesson. And we'll see how that goes. Russian-speaking speakers could connect to Mark online. There's no bigger sin than to remain within reason. Creator is the one that creates reason, and it's called the one who makes that also saves. He does this in order for us to raise above reason. So we really do need to try to do this at every moment in time, and it doesn't matter that we still don't feel it. Don't feel the Creator creates our life. And this is called, in some measure, faith above reason. Even if we don't feel it, we still need to try to imagine this for ourselves as much as possible. These efforts are very precious for the Creator. Just like when we look at a child, and it's a small child who was born and is smiling at us, we are already happy, and we're happy much more than if an older child is smiling. So that's how it is. And that's why we need to understand ourselves in relation to the Creator, just like a child to an adult that evokes even a small reaction. And then with that, we bring contentment to the Creator a lot bigger and in much bigger ways than if we were to do it in the future. When that's how it is in the spiritual, there's an opposite relationship between lights and vessels.
So it's very exciting to look at the screen. You're friends from Mac, you're friends from Petah Tikva, we're friends from Kabyu, from Turkey. Friends from Volga joined, and look how many people went to Queens. We want to take Rav's words that there is no more bigger crime than to remain within reason. So Haifa group is going to be our focus group. We're all going to look at the again, why is there no bigger crime than to remain within reason? Haifa group, you're going to be our focus group, please.
Well, let's start. Shlomo, do you want to start? Why is there no bigger crime than to remain within reason? The Creator wants to raise us above reason, and we are opposite to Him in our desire to receive, which is why with the help of a great tent that I have before me and with the help of the Creator, we are entering that state already. Shlomo, go ahead.
Yeah, continue. We need to go from reason and reception to faith and bestowal. Next.
Yeah, above reason, above nature. To exit yourself in similarity of form to the Creator is our goal, or is our purpose. So our entire prayer for the friends is above reason, for all of us to be together, regardless of the fact that we are unable to do this sometimes, and with God's help. Boris, continue.
Above reason, faith above reason is our work. And together we're working hard on this. And in every 10 I see bad connection. And this is what we're trying to do. A prayer of many. And I hope it'll be good.
Within reason is within ego. This is our entire crime before the Creator, and we need to cross into faith above reason. And until we get there, we are working within our laboratory, which is our tent, and we annul ourselves before friends in the tent. We try to work in bestowal towards the friends. And so we bestow this prayer to the Creator so that He would give us faith above reason.
When we are all within reason, we have no opportunity to go to the next degree. When we receive the force from above, we'll be connected in it. Very bad connection. Next.
Above reason is basically bestowal. The Creator is good, that does good, and bestowal. And we are getting closer to adhering to Him, and we must arise above reason as one man with one heart.
The purpose of studying Kabbalah is to go from the quality of reception within reason to go to the quality of bestowal above reason. And there are two ways. If we don't want to, then we will go in its time. And if we do, then it'll be in his name.
The crime here is an important point. We have received a point in the heart and received an opportunity to work on this ascent above reason and to apply efforts that are necessary for this. And we're the only ones who have an opportunity to be in touch with the entire humanity and to realize this connection with the Creator. And if we don't do this, that will be a great crime, which is why we need to apply maximum efforts from our end and to use every opportunity to unite, to attract the light that returns to the source and to attain the goal of creation.
For this, we have a method for connection between us, conducting the light that reforms to be a vessel and come into equivalence of form with the Creator, and to bring the light to the nations.
Okay,
all right, friends. This is so amazing to see this, that within a few minutes, people from the entire globe are gathering us into one hall and are applying their efforts, intentions, and are praying, uniting with their tens and other tens. We have already pretty large groups right now, so we'll read an excerpt. And Mach, you will be our next focus group.
In the meantime, let's tell our friends in the Midwest, which I see on the screen. You have Grisha and Rostik and Shlomo there. All of them are Russian speaking. Go to Kiev. Kiev is looking for you. They're dying for you to join them. So join them together and be in this workshop together.
Before you read, let's read through what kind of groups we have today. Portugal, Spain, Haifa, Queens. It's amazing. We have Haifa, Krasnoyarsk, Volga, Hadera. The entire world is with us. We have Moscow, How many groups are there from Moscow, friends from Moscow? The entire world will come to Martikun together. Mark, please prepare. We'll read through an excerpt and we'll ask friends to put the first excerpt on the screen. What does it mean to not add and take away from the work?
He must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Let's read it again. He must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good.
So the question that we'll be answering in our tens, each ten will imagine a state, faith in a state that's above reason and are imagining the good that does good that rules the entire world. Again, each 10 describes a state of above reason and imagines the good that does good, the one who rules the entire world.
So.
Thank you. This is a condition of faith above reason, and that any condition or state that the Creator would give, we have to take it above reason, that He is the good and benevolent, the good that does good, that brings us that state. And in my opinion, this is what faith above reason is.
Yeah, I'll continue. Of course, the state that was described by Rav at the morning lesson was a state of Gemar Tikkun that we need to prepare for and should always be in faith above reason. Everything is controlled by the upper force, and the Creator is the good that does good. We are already in this correct altruistic connection. We just need to reveal it, and this revelation will come in the first degree, where we'll already need to be on faith above reason.
Yes, exactly. And without the initial wisdom, the initial knowledge that we get from the resources, the states that the Kabbalists have depicted for us, and then we can use them as faith, because we don't need to check and test, because they have been tested. And our job is to already transition into feeling. And how can we do this? We can do this by connecting between us and utilize the resources. And utilize it as faith above reason.
Yep, we are constantly in this system of knowledge and are constantly trying to make a calculation that we are in the system of the Creator, and we're always in this, within this calculation, to try to see this knowledge that we're in and always try to act above this knowledge aimed at connection between us. And when we make this calculation, then we have an opportunity to compare and choose. I'm passing the mic.
Yes, dear friends, here. I'll tell you honestly. It seems clear for me how to go on my own faith above reason, but as a 10, I don't quite understand it. Don't quite get how it can be. And here is like a barrier for me. It doesn't quite come in.
когда читаешь Рабаша и когда ты понимаешь,
although when I read Rabash and understand what needs to be done, it seems like it all just falls into place.
Ну вот с десяткой не готов. Я послушаю, друзья.
But with a 10, I'm not quite ready. Maybe I'll listen to you and something will get in.
Yeah, it's much simpler with the 10. When you perceive certain actions, you can perceive them in different ways. Either you can go left or you can go right. If you go left, that means you see a friend's egoisms. And if you go right, you see that a friend is trying to advance the 10 and tries to advance the entire world, and a friend perhaps is battling with himself and he evokes a cry. And if I look at everything with the right intention and use as a foundation the fact that friends always try to do everything for the goal.
Here the sensation of being merited, working in order to bestow, and that all actions are aimed towards correction, towards the goal. And you see that everything becomes an opportunity of bringing creation closer to the goal. Something like that.
Ну да, в десятке легко.
Yeah, on one hand it's easy in the 10, on the other hand it's difficult because states constantly change. There's an advancement, always a new type of advancement at each degree, and on the other hand this unity between us is also changing, much more connected and tight. And there's always more of the Creator between us, which is why the work is the reward, and we need to continue it, first of all, in the 10.
Yeah, the work in the 10, on one hand, is difficult, on another hand, it's simple. It's like behind you there is a big group, and you need to very poor sound. You understand that their advancement depends only on you. And here begins to act faith within reason, because you believe that
Да, хороший вопрос. Я.
Yeah, it's a good question. I was listening to the friends and at the same time tried to pull out the state from my own experience, my own sensations. Everything that occurs around you, you could say that this is just the good providence from the Creator. Often I came to states, though, where I asked the Creator to give me such states to see this way, and in return for this request, either it happened immediately or after some time, I received an answer in the form of a state where I realize that everything that was done for the good. Either to elevate the ten or to elevate myself. I could say there's a certain lag where I'm able to justify the good providence of the Creator.
What great friends we have all over the world. It's unbelievable. Friends that are just opening their heart and soul, and it's so beautiful to see. Friends and Mach are just huge friends. What a wonderful focus group you were. You really touched their heart. Unbelievable. Before we hear, we have a few friends that can join in together. PT21 and PT22, join PT29. Again, 21 and 22, join 29. And then you'll have a nice gang, a nice group. In BBUK, you'll be our next focus group, but first let's watch the lesson. PT17, move to PT18. PT17, move to PT18.
So Salt Lake City, can you move into North America 1, and you'll be in one large group, you'll be able to do the workshops together?
And faith above reason, it depends on the environment. To the degree that the environment always talks about the greatness of the Creator and passes to me that sensation, that only that exists, that determines my future, my everything, that rules all of the world and all of reality, then according to this, that's how I relate to it. And if the environment, if my society doesn't pass this to me, then yes, he's great, yes, he's all ruling, but I don't relate to it. I can close myself within myself like a little animal, and that's it. And only if my society presses on me with the greatness of the Creator, with the recognition of his greatness and the obligation towards it, only then do I awaken and can continue. And in this, I will have a paved road to the recognition of the Creator. Meaning, we have to come here to a state that we lack nothing except the environment that can pass to us the awakening of the greatness of the Creator.
All right, so our focus book this time will be BB United Kingdom. And the question that we'll ask is, if can a man raise above his personal circle? And what's the advice to advance? And what if a person is unable to raise himself above his personal circle? Then what is his advice for advancement?
Raise himself above his condition, his personal circumstances. We have to always get the friends to try to be in the level of where they would have liked to be. So then we can help them dress into that next level. So we should always push each other to depict the next stage, the next best stage where we want to be.
Yeah, exactly. There is no I in a group. It's you put yourself in a group. In your circle, you are just a little bug or animal, beast, whatever you are. But the moment you come to this beautiful society where everybody is burning with the greatness of the Creator, if you don't even want to be praising the Creator, you have to, because everybody in this society, I don't know anyone in our group, in thousands around the countries and 80 countries, that one person would not be praising the Creator, would not praise the Javier.
Yeah, Pandu, please.
Thanks, Orfi. Yes, I think one can only wrap himself if his friends is lifting him up. So it means that everyone need to annul himself toward his group. And only when we annul ourselves, which is we lower ourselves and we see our friend as great, then our circle going to be lift us above and each of us going to advance to the same direction. So this is the mutual thing that we want to do. And each friends need to concede accordingly to the same goal. So, yeah, Orfi, please.
Yeah, it's also that, first of all, the first thing to is to define this circle, to accept it, to thank the Creator for giving me this circle, and to know this place where to unearth. And if I cannot define these things, to thank the Creator for not letting me defining it, and to be constantly for the search and how to build the 10.
Yeah. And we should never leave the friends. We should tell the friends. I tell the friends, like, if I want to leave, you take a nails and a hammer and you'd hit me on the board that I don't leave. You don't leave. And even Rav said it this morning, the lower you see yourself, the higher your advancement. So this is a path of annulment. Why? Because we want to ride our ego, not be a slave of the ego. Thomas.
Yeah, Anna-Pierre, I think everyone is signing a covenant with you. You know, we're jumping on a donkey and we're using for our own sake. You know, we're working, I think, you know, your own personal is, you know, when you are in your that circle, you're a black hole. Without a friends, you know, it's impossible to understand, you know, what is written in a holy sources and what Rav is, you know, teaching us. So, you know, the advice is just, you know, lock yourself to your friends, sign a covenant every single day, you know, bring importance of a goal to a friend's eyes. Sharpen your tent to make sure that, you know, we're gonna, you know, press the right buttons in the work of the holy work, and you know, just implement the advices of Rabash. Wim?
Yeah, implement them. There are many rules, but the main one is to open your heart to the friends. And even if you don't feel it, if you don't feel it, just act it. We can always act. And if we give importance to the friend, meaning you help your friend, you'll get importance. And this is the dynamics. And if you analyze it, it's very, very simple. Only you need to get to some kind of an awareness level, I think, which we have reached, so we can implement it. So I think we have a very bright future, friends, and the whole world with us, because we pass this on to everyone.
Yeah, friends, well, I look at them, Pierre, Alec, Thomas, they're smiling, they're so happy. I look at them, now we start smiling. I think that they already Martikun, so to say it's difficult is difficult, because when you look at the friends and you see them like happy, you start to feel that awareness and which reveal inside of you a point of shame which always push you to do more and more, to act, to request, to achieve the deepest point of freedom, where you feel yourself as connected with the Creator constantly.
Okay, חברים, זה מפליא, מפליא, מפליא לראות שבאמת התקבצו עשיריות גדולות.
Okay, dear friends, it's amazing to see the great and the big tens. And this morning we read an excerpt from Shamati.
Shamati,
Shemati 2:25, raising oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment, and he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. Let's read again. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nourish from one's environment, and he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. And now, dear friends, time to rejoice. We'll hear a song together, and after the song, we'll want to hear impressions, but warm impressions from all over the world, so prepare your question marks already through the song. Think, how do we get impressions and importance, and how do we give importance? And this is what I heard, that connection and joy, a ray of light that comes from above and sweeps over everything. So we're going to sing the ray of light. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir, Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
איזה שמחה, איזה חיבור.
what joy, what a connection, looking at all the screens, what love there is in the air. We right now really want to reveal this within our hearts and give each other the importance. We just heard from the excerpt that was read that greatness of the Creator is a path to revelation. Greatness of the Creator is a path towards revelation. So let's give this greatness to one another and put question marks all over the place. We saw that one group was so inspired while singing, and they probably have a question. We saw greatness there. We want our broadcast studio to find Volga and show them. There they are. Let's go, guys. Open up our hearts.
I will start really unexpected. I'm quite excited. I wanted to share the joy of the state, the certainty, confidence of this connection that we have just reached, of the good mood and heartwarming like this speed train that just goes and wanted to never stop. Really wanting for all of the friends in the world Kli to just rejoice and rejoice, and for the greatness of the Creator to spread all over the world. And just want with this warmth, I want to take this warmth and share it with everyone and tell everyone about this wisdom of Kabbalah, and with the greatness of the Creator and strength and confidence in the method that we study. Let these waves just heal the world and for the world to rejoice and rise above this coronavirus, for all of us to care and concern for each other and be unlimited. All of the prayers are just for you. Bravo and super l'chaim, friends. Love everybody infinitely.
You heard that? Super bravo l'chaim. Bravo, Volga. We saw you on the screens. You were dancing the entire song. Petach Tikva 29, there was also a huge celebration there. Please share this with us. Friends, you can put your question marks on and give us the greatness of the Creator from every 10. Petach Tikva 29.
Yes, dear friends, beloved friends, here it's also a party. Many friends are joining our room and we're in connection and share. We want to share the greatness of the Creator with the whole world, because it is the greatest and the most important thing. Because if we come to even some percentage of the greatness of the Creator, we come to see that we are not yet in that full attainment of the greatness of the Creator. And we want to join our hearts and connect in the hearts and pass the greatness of the Creator to the whole world, for the whole of creation to be with the Creator. L'chaim, beloved friends, I love you.
Thank you. Friends, now let's move on to BBUK, our burning friends from there.
Hi from Volga and friends from Petach Tikva. It's really every time we're mind-blowing how this connection between friends, it's like from 0 to 100 in 2.5 seconds. It's really, we are together and instantly there's joy and happiness and connection. And we had a very special scrutiny, I think, during this process, that there is a feeling that we crossed some dead weight. We are over a certain point that we truly have to bring something to creation, that it's, that the light is influencing us in such a way that there is something happening with us that is preparing us in a way that we truly can go outside now. The people will hear us more. They are willing to hear us. They And this fills us with great joy and gives a lot of fuel for enhancing the greatness of the Creator and to rise to higher and higher connections. And it's only together, friends, in the ten and together as a world creed. L'chaim!
L'chaim, חבר גדול, פייר. אנחנו עכשיו הולכים להגיע...
Great friends will move up even higher. Our circle will become even more tight. Kazakhstan, please give us this greatness.
And this, of course, the Creator is just a wonder. It's wondrous how He fills us now. Now He's not overbearing with Himself, but allows us to touch Him gently, to just begin this dialogue, the movement towards Him, like a loving mother and a loving father, and a wise king yearning for us. And His governance, I just... blows me away every day how perfect He is. And just coming just a little bit to this realization of taste and see that the Lord is good. So big l'chaim to all of you.
Wow, what great friends we have. It's unbelievable. And we can't go without Kyiv. I see that my friends from Chicago are also in Kyiv. It's a unity of great souls. Please give us this inspiration, friends.
Thank you, dear friends, for creating such a room for our connection. It's like we exist in one thought, and what we heard this morning, that this thought is like such a thin, thin line. It loses its meaning when we begin to unite all of our desires and aim them towards one request. And then this thin line becomes a center of our connection. And all of these spaces just disappear, and you understand that you are now in the center of the ten, and the friends with their surrounding create for you this greatness. It uplifts us, and there is such a feeling that it never ends, but just passes from friend to friend and grows to the new degree with each and every friend, and brings us to the recognition of evil between us like it should, which we can use to rise more higher and higher.
Thank you to Kyiv. What connections do we have across the entire world? What kind of warmth we have, because it's coming from a humongous amount of tens, and this evokes such inspiration. I'd like to say once again that there's great celebration in the Queen's group and in the Turkish Kli as well. There's a holiday. Let me mention a few names that you didn't pronounce. We have friends in Chelyabinsk and in Krasnoyarsk. There is also a celebration there. The Haver group, Queens, the group of Haver in Ukraine. And and the Petah Tikva groups that are sprinkled around just like salt and pepper. Let's move to Rav's clip.
Is there something that I can do as preparation for the day that will help me be in efforts for faith above reason during the day itself?
To be in the group at the end of correction. How to prepare with your efforts, and don't prepare yourself, just be with the group at the end of correction. now. Not prepare yourself to something that will come later. No. Now.
Okay, Chaver group, now you are becoming our focus group. Chaver group, please prepare. And Zohar, read for us the question here and now. Here and now. Like Rav said, here's the workshop question. For some reason, he was muted. Still muted. The workshop question is, we are actualizing Rav's advice. Apparently, nobody heard us. The question you will be answering, actualizing Rav's advice now, what does it mean to be with the 10 in at the end of correction now? Go.
To be at the done of correction right now in the tenon is to be in constant prayer for the friend, so that the Creator would say, as Rav said, I need to ask for the friends, so that He would give them to them, and I need to see Creator's influence within them, and that is to be in the tenon at the done of correction.
Yes, this is the place really that we're all yearning for. And I want to tell you that I am here exploding with excitement and the greatness of this society and its yearning. And there's no doubt that we're going to do it through the help of our friends. And you'll continue me.
Yes, my dear. This is something that we can imagine and describe a state where friends are great, and to place ourselves into the Creator's hands.
Okay, so to be at the end of the correction is to be like this David's violin that plays on its own through feeling the end of correction, the end of, and how every string just plays on its own, and this will pass to the whole world.
Yes. The main thing is to work together with the 10 in joy and to feel connection. I would like to pass this to Tzvika. Can you speak? Hello everyone, hello world, Kli. To be with the friends in Gmar Tikkun is when we're all in love and bestow in one prayer for one another, and the desire to receive ourselves no longer exists. We are praying together in order to unite the entire world, Kli. Passing to Igor. To be a den of correction with the 10 is just like we see the entire world right now sitting before the screen. Creator places us together and to feel the love and the hearts of the friends, how much we want to bring joy to them. And that is our greatness in relation to the Creator. And that's how we'll be able to come to bestow only through our great friends, L'chaim, who will continue, Boba.
Yeah, I have to see all the friends as if they are in the end of correction, and I need to fall into that group and enter the end of correction now. And if everybody is now at the end of correction, I join them to go upwards to the end of correction. Come on, Moshe, we're waiting for you.
We are as one man with one heart, and then we are overjoyed because Shina is happy for us. And when we're ready to bring joy to Shina and to raise it out of the dust, and we'll continue. Yaakov?
Israel, Jabir.
Let's go, friends. Israel, go ahead.
Okay, friends, I apologize. I just entered with Gemar Tikkun. I see everybody here. Really, this is what it's called, one man and one heart. It's really the end of correction between us, and Albert will continue.
Okay, Zohar. אז אנחנו שומעים מכל החברים שלנו.
All right, Zohar. So we hear from all of our friends here, and now that all are aspiring and are praying for this state to come here and now, there are a few very special friends. All of us are special, all right, but there are a few who we want to hear now, very specific friends from the world, Kli, who have opened up their heart. Let's strengthen let's pull them, pluck them out of the world, Kli, and give us greatness and inspiration. First of all, let's go to a friend who's in a room, and he's saying, no, not me, definitely not me. So please give us your inspiration. Avroom from Queens. Avroom from Queens.
Очень сюрпризно, конечно. У меня сейчас очень много noise здесь.
It's a great surprise, of course. Here my kids are playing piano, but we're rejoicing how everything happens here in R10. We have Ramon who speaks in Spanish. We speak Russian and try to translate to English and connect as much as possible. Impressed by your preparation and example is in the world, Kli, how you aimed us at the Creator and Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, how you hold on to that strength and the greatness of the Creator. We see it in each and every face of our friends around the world, Kli, who gives us such an impression and upliftment. To look at your faces is like having the Creator smile upon us all now.
Also use this opportunity to thank the hosts, Zohar, Shimon, Moshe, and all of our teachers. Huge gratitude to you that you give Rav some opportunity to rest. Perhaps this hour he can spend to do other types of dissemination. And I'm sure that our hosts see all the windows. Please applaud all of our hosts, L'chaim.
What friends, you see, you give one of them a chance to speak and they all complete each other perfectly. We have another friend in Canada, Ernest from Canada, please.
You hear me okay? Okay. Hello, friends. Truly, this is a surprise. I have no words. First of all, thank you for this opportunity to hear you and listen to you, all the friends in the world. Kli, I just don't have words for being so inspired. I feel, and I think all of us feel as one man in Gmar Tikkun, and we are doing everything for the creator between us. We are already tasting this, the creator smiling at us. So as one heart, love for everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Chaim, dear friends, we wanted to do a concluding activity, but I think Rabash will conclude it for us a lot better. So we are going to read end of correction from Rabash. The end of correction means that the kilim, vessels, receive in order to bestow. When the light fills the kilim, the kli is annulled before the light and does not merit it a name. Hence, hitpashtut bet, the second expansion, is light, chokhmah of inakli keta, meaning that the kli is bigger than the light. When the kilim are corrected with the aim to bestow, they will receive all the abundance that was in the thought of creation. And the kli will not be cancelled, since the cancellation extends from the oppositeness of form.
Shir, bevakasha.
Song, please.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey, пускай любовь там придет скорей. Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, la cava, ocho poel bakli. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Любовь там придет скорей. Эй, эй, де корасонес унидос, лакава, оше поэл бакли. Ота мишпаха, ота аргаша, меала пар шебенейну. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal that connection. Не важно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.